All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. Lord, you are great and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. I come against that spirit of heaviness in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Excuse me, saints. I thank you, Lord. God, you're great. And you're greatly to be praised. Lord, I thank you for releasing your healing anointing even now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing liver cancer. There's a person out there you don't even know it. Oh my gosh. God, I thank you for healing that person of liver cancer. And I thank you, Father, that when they go to the doctor, that the doctor oh my gosh, that the testimony would come forth. That the testimony would come forth in Yeshua's name. You've taken the test and you're waiting for the results. The initial results said you had it. But when you go back to the doctor, you're going to say, it's gone. It's not there because God has healed you and you will have a testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for healing liver cancer. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. In the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you. You've been suffering with arthritis in your spine. And God is healing you even right now. You're being healed of that in the name of Yeshua. Of the spine. The back pain is going to leave. It's leaving now in Yeshua's name as you're listening. God is healing a person. You've been suffering with gout. You've been suffering with gout. Right hand. And that gout is leaving you even now in the name of Yeshua. We break the generational curse in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank God for your healing in the name of Yeshua. There's a person you've been struggling with nicotine addiction. You've been struggling. You've been trying to quit smoking. You've been trying to patches and everything. And it's not worked. But by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, I come against the spirit of nicotine. I come against the spirit of addiction. And I command it to be gone from you, to release you and to let you go in Yeshua's mighty name, with no side effects, no withdrawals or anything. Hallelujah. That's broken over your life even right now in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's a person out there, you've been struggling with these perverse thoughts. The spirit of mind control, I bind it and I take authority over it in Yeshua's mighty name. And I command it to release you and to let you go, to leave you now in Yeshua's name. It has hindered you from being able to read and study God's word. You've not been able to retain God's word. But after today, you will be free. You will open up the word of God, and the word of God is just going to jump off the pages to you. Like, oh my God, I understand what your word is saying. The veil is being removed from your eyes even now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. God is good. God, you're great and you're greatly to be praised. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge being released to your people. I thank you for the gift of faith being activated in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for your glory being revealed in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for open doors. I thank you for greater opportunities. I thank you for promotions. I thank you for promotions. God, I thank you for promotions being granted by the end of this year. I mean, not this year, but the end of this month. And in the month of February, promotions being granted in Yeshua's mighty name. And as a person, you've been struggling with a spirit of fear, and I bind the spirit of fear because God is not giving the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I break the generational fear to release you, to release you, to release you, to release you now in Yeshua's mighty name. And I thank you for the gift of faith beginning to operate in your life in Yeshua's mighty name. And I bind the spirit of suicide. There's a spirit, you've been gone to a spirit of hopelessness, and the enemy has just bound you up, and you've attempted suicide 3 different times, and you fail because God said it's not your time. God has stood in the gap to keep you alive, and I come against that now in Yeshua's mighty name. I break the generational curse of suicide in your life. You will live and you will not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. God has a plan and a purpose for you. God is going to use you in a great, in a mighty way in ministry. Crystal, live, live, live in the name of Yeshua and receive the love of God. Receive the grace of God in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again here on the radio. You know, I give it to you straight with no sugar added, as I tell everyone, the first time listeners. I put it out there. Thank you for joining in Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of the Lord Yeshua is imminent. Lord Jesus is imminent. There should be an urgency to be about the Father's business, that we are striving to get in the place to be where God wants us to be as his sons and as his daughters, and being the yielded vessels that God has called us to be. This is the year. This is the year. This is all or nothing. We got to get to the place that we are yielded and surrendered. We are sold out to do the will of God. We're in this series, Have I Surrendered My All? Being in a place of surrendered, position. And just like, God, I want you to use me. God, I want to be used by you. You know, we've been in Isaiah chapter 6. You know, we're talking about when Isaiah had the revelation of God's holiness and he had a revelation of who God is. He cried out, woe is me, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm around a bunch of folks that got unclean lips. But when he had a revelation of God's holiness and who God is, he recognized there's something in me. I need a purging. I need to be delivered. I need to be set free. I got things in my life that I need to let go of because I'm messed up. I'm messed up. You see, God is looking for people who are yielded, who are surrendered to do his will. God wants to break forth and break out in your life in 2021. God wants to renew your mind. God wants to bring you to a place to where you're walking in a covenant relationship. You are walking hand in hand with the creator of the universe, that God is your father, that you have the revelation that God loves you, that God loved you so much that he sacrificed his son. His son died that you might live, and God speaks life to his people. Too many people have been bound up by the enemy. They believe and embrace the lies of the enemy, and they're not walking in liberty. They're not walking in freedom. But when Jesus Christ came, when Yeshua came, he came to break the bondage of sin. He came to bring deliverance to the captives to set the captives free. And God desires for every individual in the body of Christ to be walking in liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus, even the people that don't know him. That's why he empowers us. He has anointed us to go out and to bring in the harvest. But we're so bound up and messed up because we've been lied to and deceived that God can't use us the way that he desires to use us. We got to get to the place where we're like Isaiah, woe is me, I am done. And then when we hear the Lord speaking in Isaiah 6 and verse number 8, he says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. We get to the place that we are so yielded, we are so surrendered that we're no longer concerned about ourselves. We are not, you know, we only want to do what God wants us to do. And that was the key factor about Yeshua, the Lord Yeshua, the Lord Jesus. He was so surrendered to do the will of the God. He was not distracted by anything or anyone else. He was not concerned about all of his needs and all of his desires. He only wanted to do the will of the Father. And when you study in the Gospel of John, you will see, he says, I only do those things that please him. I can only do what I've seen my Father do. Everything was about the Father, the Father, the Father, the Father, the Father, pleasing the Father, serving the Father, submitting to the Father. It was all about that. And we, as the people in the body of Christ, we got to get to the place to where we are yield and surrender to the heart of Father God. And we are walking in that same realm that Jesus walked. Jesus said, greater works shall you do. We are called to follow in his footsteps. The Bible declares that he left an example for us to follow. And we got to begin to walk in that place. And the only way that you can walk in that place is by being a yielded and surrendered vessel for the lordship of Yeshua, so that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that his name might be magnified above the heathen, that people will come to know that he is the Almighty God, that he is the healer, that he is the deliverer, that there is no other way but through Yeshua, through the blood of Yeshua, through the cross at Calvary, and that we are walking in that place of fellowship and love with Father God, with the Lord Yeshua, through the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants us to the place where we are completely and totally yielded and surrendered to do his will. You know, like I said, I've been talking about it. The word that I received from a friend of mine was, you know, quit asking for what you want and just say, Lord, what is it that you want for me? Lord, what is your will for me? God, what do you have for me? And you've heard me talk about this. And like I said, that's going to be my message. Lord, what do you want for me? For me, what is it that you want? God, what is your will for my life? Because Jesus was in the place that when he came and walked this earth, he was completely yielded and surrendered to do the will of the Father. And he was able to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit is given to us. That's why when you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your spirit. And then we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which empowers you to fulfill ministry, to go out and to do great and mighty things. You know, you see that when Peter was baptized with the Holy Spirit, you know, and he went from denying Christ to speaking bold for Christ. You see, I believe a lot of the church in the body of Christ here, we are timid because we're not walking in a boldness and an authority of the Holy Spirit. Some of us need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. We need that power operating in our lives because we're too timid. We're too nice. Satan is not playing. We got to rise up. God is looking for some people that will rise up and that will stand in the gap and that will proclaim the lordship of Yeshua, that will reach out and speak the word of life to those that are in bondage, to those that are in captivity. There are so many of us that are people, we have family members that are bound up in the occult. Oh, God, help us. And they need to be delivered and set free. And God has equipped us to walk in that place. There is a greater anointing that is coming for those that are surrendered and yielded to the lordship of Jesus Christ. When you sit back and you look and see God working and operating and moving in the lives of people, it's because they have surrendered. There's a level of surrender. And the more that you surrender to do God's will, the more that God can do through you. No matter how small or how large or significant or insignificant you might think it be. But when God has tapped you for an assignment, God has already equipped you to fulfill the assignment. But we have to get to the place that we'll yield and surrender. Like Isaiah finally said, woe is me, I'm undone. That we're able to allow the Spirit of God to show us and then purge us and to deliver us from what has held us in captivity and in bondage. You were, as I was sharing my testimony, we ended up last week on how I had made a deal with God. Because, you know, when I had my encounter with him at the age of 17, which rocked my world, I basically gave God the deuces and said, God, okay, I'm done. But then I finally accepted the call, which I thought that I had surrendered to the call. And, you know, I was preaching, teaching, serving, doing all the things that you do in the church, you know, just learning and doing all of those things. And when I got caught up in the Word of Faith movement and I saw, oh, man, you can be rich and serve God too. Woo, boy, I wanted that money. I wanted to be a multimillionaire by the time that I was 30. And I was running in those circles. I was running in the circles of multimillionaires and billionaires, literally. First name basis with them. I knew power brokers. I knew people that CEOs, I knew people who were billionaires, I knew people who owned professional football teams. I was in that circle. And I wanted that. I said, yeah, one day, yeah, before I'm 30. And I was striving and striving, you know, and I told God, I said, okay, God, here's what we're going to do. You know, the scripture in Isaiah says, who has directed the spirit of the Lord to whom God took counsel? Now, here I am with my little arrogant country self telling God, here's what I'm going to do. God, I will not preach anymore. What I will do, I will serve. I will give 20% tithes, offerings, and just bless me to become a multimillionaire. Just let me be wealthy. I stopped preaching. And literally, I was an usher, but God still has his way. You know, God has a sense of humor. He puts up and tolerates a lot of our foolishness, saints. And he allowed me, and this was a very prominent church here in the Pacific Northwest, and a huge mega church. And God gave me favor to where, as the usher, I was the usher that I would escort the pastors and the prominent Christian speakers into the sanctuary and escort them to their seats and even pick them up from the airport when they would fly in and things like that and take them to the airports and do all those things like that. And I thought I was doing good and I was striving. I'd made all of these connections and I was in this place with all of these millionaires and billionaires and they knew me by name. When they'd have their functions, they would invite me and we could talk. I could, you know, converse with them. You know, and it was like, man, yeah, this is the life. This is it right here. And I was on the verge. I was on the verge. We had some big deals brewing. Some things was happening. It looked like it was getting ready to happen. And then everything started falling apart. I mean, you know, deals fell apart. And the people that I was working with was like, nah, it's not going to happen. And I had already counted the money because I knew I had already made a deal with God. Hey, God, you let this go through. 20% is yours. Now, I was a faithful tither. I was giving my tithes. I was doing all of that. I said, God. And then when everything, I said, I was standing in my living room. I'm living in Kirkland, Washington. And everything, I said, God, what is it? God, what happened? I said, God, I'm going to church. Lord, I've only missed one church service. I'm like that Pharisee, you know, that stood up and said, Lord, I'm not like everybody else. I said, God, I'm giving my tithe. I'm going to church. I'm serving God. I'm ushering. And then the Spirit of God spoke to me. And he said, you've not accepted the call. You're calling. I'm like, what? And it stopped me in my tracks. And I'm standing in the middle of my living room. I can still see it right now. My mother was in the bedroom, in her bedroom. He said, you have not accepted your call, the calling. And I dropped my head because I knew immediately what he was talking about. I had not accepted the ministry gift that he had called me to. And I dropped my head, and at that moment, I said, okay, God, I surrender. I surrender. I will accept the call. I will do what you've called me to do. And once I accepted that call, and once I said yes, you heard me talk about the song, If You Knew What I Really Needed, Would You Still Say Yes? And you heard me say, I would say yes. Because over the years, the Lord has used me to impact the lives of several people. And as soon as I said yes, I made the surrender to do the will of the Lord. I came under a spiritual attack by the enemy. And now, I'm going to tell you something. I did not understand spiritual warfare at all. I was a babe, even though I had been preaching and teaching and doing all of these things. Now, I'm in my late 20s. I did not understand spiritual warfare, had never been taught about spiritual warfare, had no idea how the enemy was trying to destroy me. And I had a little cleaning business, and I went to do a couple of cleaning jobs. And the next day, and I went to go use the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I'm urinating blood. Y'all don't hear me. I'm urinating blood. Now, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about blood. blood. And it freaked me out. I said, oh my gosh. Ooh, my gosh. And can you imagine all of the thoughts and the things that can go through a mind of, I think I might have been about 27, 28 at the time, something like that. And I'm urinating blood. I mean, blood is just flowing. And I get home and I tell my mom, I said, Mom, I'm urinating blood. She said, I got to get you to the emergency room quickly. We get to the emergency room and the doctors are looking at me. You know, I didn't have insurance or anything like that. And I was living by faith. And, you know, when you have a little business like that, I couldn't afford to have my own insurance and stuff like that. And in the emergency room, they said, oh, you're urinating blood. They thought it was going to be a little trace. You know how they give you the cup. Well, let's see what's happening, what's really going on. I said, oh, okay, here we go. So they had me, and they gave me the little plastic cup. I hope it's not too much information. This is a testimony of God's, how the enemy works when you say yield and you surrender to God. And they gave it to God. It was full of blood. They said, we got to get him this scan. We got to do this. We got to call in this expert, this specialist, all of these things. All of a sudden, they was hopping. They had me in the room. And they said, oh, my gosh. And they didn't even know. They said, this is unreal. They're checking my blood, taking my blood. They got me x-rays. They scanning me. They did scan. They did all this stuff to me. I mean, they did everything. And they said, okay. They checked my prostate. I mean, I was violated, all type of things. Like, and then when all of my test results came back, everything was negative. And it was like, he's too young to have prostate cancer. He's too young, basically, to have colon cancer. So they're checking, they're doing all of these things. I mean, they're checking me for everything. And they cannot explain the amount of blood that I was urinating. And they had special. They called in specialists. You got to come. You got to come quickly. We don't know what this is. I thank God for them. I thank God for them at that moment in time. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, what's going on here? And then I was just like, then my mom said, oh, the devil trying to steal your life because you accepted the call, remember? I said, oh, that's what it is. This is a spiritual attack. And to make the long story short, they couldn't find nothing wrong with me. So let me tell you this. When the doctors cannot find nothing wrong with you, they do not know what it is. It is a demonic spiritual attack. And it is at that instant that you need to take authority and renounce it in the name of Yeshua, by the blood of Yeshua, and command the enemy to take his hand off of your life and to flee from you and watch your healing manifest. And guess what? Nothing was wrong with me. They said, you're completely and totally healthy. And they looked at me astonished. But I knew that I had accepted the call, that I had surrendered to do the will of the Lord. And the enemy was trying to discourage me and to bring fear in my life, to stop me from moving forward to where thinking, oh, you're going to die. You're not going to be able to do this. But by the grace of God, I'm glad my mother spoke that into my life. I was able to recognize and overcome that moment that when the enemy attacked my body with such ferocity that I was urinating blood, and I was still able to say, Lord, I will still serve you. God, I will still yield to you. Lord, I will still surrender. Lord, I will still walk in this calling and fulfill it according to your will and according to your purpose, because this is what you have created me to do for your glory and for your honor. And we in the body of Christ, we have to say, Lord, I yield, not my will, but your will be done. God, I will live for you. I will serve you. I will praise you, and I will worship you. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord, that his return is imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, your co-workers, that their hearts will be open to receive the love of God, and that you will walk in the fullness and the blessing and the power of the Holy Spirit. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.